Hello, America, to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm Dave Hodges, the host, and we're the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. And man, speaking about enslaved, we are being enslaved. And we've asked an old friend of the show, longtime guest, Dr. Sherry Edwards, to come on the show and provide technical analysis, a truth detector, if you will, and we'll talk about that in a minute, of Candace Owens, Erica Kirk, and BB Gun Netanyahu. And this is going to be interesting. Before we jump in, though, first need to tell you that we're coming to you live from the Noble Gold Studios. And one bank's already failed this year, and the people are going to pay hell to get their money out in a timely fashion unless they're at the front of the line. Are you at the front of the line? And the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 and UCC Code Section 8 says they can keep your money. So if they get in trouble, what do you think they're going to do? Well, don't give them the chance. Keep operating capital in the bank. Let Noble Gold disperse for you, gold, silver. Convert your IRA or 401k. And by the way, let me show you this. If you do a qualifying conversion account, you get 10 of these 1 ounce silver coins. No pressure, no hype, just straight facts. I've been a customer for almost 9 years. That's why I can say this. The FTC wants me to tell you anytime you do an investment, there's a risk involved. We guarantee that's true. However, they don't make the banks do this, and that's where they should start. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, get a hold of Noble Gold. Let them fix your future for you so you're not a victim of the system collapse that's underway. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. And if you forget that number, just go to DaveHodgesGold.com to get the process started. Well, Dr. Sherry Edwards has invented a technology that the big boys have tried to buy her out, and she's resisted and to fight against these people and their corporate takeover plan. She's made everything that she does free. She puts information out. She teaches people how to do this. And what does she do? She uses frequency-based analysis of voice prints, of which you can tell things about health. You can tell things about personality. And it's an ultimate truth detector. And like I said, we're going to take a look at Candace, Erica, and Benjamin Netanyahu. This isn't preponderance of the evidence stuff, rumor-based, clickbait, internet stuff. This is hard science. Sherry, can't wait to jump into this. Thank you so much for joining us. Good to be with you. And I want to start with Candace, if that's okay.
Okay.
Candace Owens is drawing vitriolic hate. By the way, I found out why she was kicked off Daily Wire. Should I reveal this here?
Yes.
First time. She said on the show, Christ is King. Oh, there's Christians at Daily Wire, but it's not run by Christians. And that was her death sentence for the Daily Wire. I kid you not. And then they influenced TPUSA to drop her. Christ is King. Does this tell you people that the Christian faith is in trouble? Anyway, what do you have on Candace?
Well, Dave, you have opened a can of worms with looking at Candace and Erica Kirk. And I think it's wonderful that you're doing it. But I think a lot of people are going to be in jeopardy. And I think Candace is one of them. I think from her vocal print, she knows what's going on. But she's really disturbed by the people who are keeping her or trying to keep her in the dark. She is telling the truth. And I don't know why she hasn't brought all of this out, because she knows who's behind it. She knows what's going on. She just doesn't know quite how to position herself to stay safe. So I've heard you talk about her. I agree with you that she has incredible integrity, but she is also kind of stuck. She's angry, very angry.
Well, she lost her friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's more than that. It's about information, too. It's that she's being prevented from saying the truth because there's not enough people behind her backing her in a way that she would need to feel safe. So there's somebody behind there threatening her that she should do things in a certain way, and it's really causing her a lot of stress in
Well,
life.
she's exposed the fact that she found out there was a contract out on her life from France. So that's not a secret. She has a very powerful and wealthy husband, but that doesn't mean he can totally keep her safe. I don't think her reticence for bringing out everything she knows is due to fear as much as she wants to build a case. And let me share with you what she shared today. There's that text exchange that took place between a 15-year-old girl and Erica Kirk. And it's out there for everybody to see. This isn't controversial. It's out there. Inappropriate comments from a 25-year-old woman, Erica Kirk, to this 15-year-old girl, and her name jumps out of my head. It's irrelevant. Let's put it this way. Candace pretty well closed the loop that the only grooming that Erica does is not on her hair. Okay, and
Well,
that's the way I'm going to put it, and I'm going to leave it at that. That's out there for people to see. Go to Candace's site today, and you will see this. But I'm not surprised because the stuff I read in that text, if I was that girl's parent, I'd have been going to the media. I'd have been in Erica Kirk's face. It was wholly inappropriate. But anyway, she's coming out with some bombshells, and it's disturbing.
she's telling the truth as much as she can and still stand in her own integrity. So whatever she comes out with, it's gonna be powerful,
So
and
it's safe to
truthful.
say that Candace is truthful, but she's holding back for unspecified reasons.
Yes. Well,
Okay.
one of the reasons it's what we found out about Erica Kirk. Erica has a foundation, which is the bottom line of what people live from, but nothing else. There's no other experience, no other emotions, nothing above that foundation. So she's living from some rules in her past, and she's not really living a life right now. There's just nothing there. No emotions, no manipulation, no context, no naivete. It's just not there in her voice. She only has the foundation of something in her past.
Do you have any of those charts available? We could flash up
Yes.
on the screen.
Well, I
Okay,
sent
I'm
you.
gonna give you a share capability here. Hopefully we can pull this off. Otherwise, we'll have to just rely on a description. But I think it'd be helpful for people to see what we're talking about here. And by the way, I'm having trouble pulling it up on my end. Hold on here. Sherry and my communication has been interfered with now for 2 weeks. And unfortunately, Sherry is not the only one I'm having trouble communicating with. I'm being deliberately interfered with. Sherry, I don't know if I can pull this up here.
You want me to just put it in the chat for you and you can pull it up?
Let me. Wow, this is amazing. Go ahead and put it up on your screen. I'll see if I can pull it up that way. And if I can't, I'll just describe what I'm seeing. But there's a science behind this, and many of you have been followers of mine for years and years. You've seen the charts that Sherry produces, and certain frequencies equal certain things, and it's a very complex science, and it's really computer-based analysis too, as well now. So, okay, here we go. I think this will do it here, and we're going to share into the audience who is not seeing the screen now. Okay, I know some of you work out and you just listen. What we're looking at here is a screen, Erica Kirk, and it's dated December 23rd of last year. And we're seeing notes on the bottom, C, D, E, so forth. Walk us through this chart and tell us how this plays into your analysis.
Okay, this is a chart, a computer program, NanoVoice, that we created in 1982, and we released it to the public in 84. It was my senior project for interpersonal communication graduation, and we were looking at people's personality through their vocal print. So you're looking at six octaves. The first octave minus three, that's foundation. The next one up is
What does foundation mean?
what they grew up with, what they have learned, what's been programmed into them through their experiences, through their teaching, through their training.
Okay. So it's your prior programming environmentally based.
Yes, and average is 42 here. And we have the note of E, which is words, and she has 101.
I see that. Yeah, on the fifth column over
Yes,
where
so
your arrow
words.
is, it's 101. So it's more than double what would be normal foundation. Does that indicate strong programming?
It does, especially when you look at minus two, which is all about control. So this is control through words. E is words and expression of words. And that's where all the next one is
Okay.
F.
Hold
So
on for a second, because you just said something that triggered a thought in me. I'm trying to think how to express this without sounding like Looney Tunes, but I'm not the only one to notice this. Erica went months and months without saying Jesus. It's always my Lord, God, my Lord, but never Jesus. And when Candace pointed that out, she started saying Jesus. And I wish I had the clip to show you, but and it's not isolated, it's multiple clips. Many people have already noticed this. When she says the word Jesus, her eyes become dilated and fixed in place like a strong glare. Does that, if you saw that with what you know from her foundation, what would that indicate to you? Is that a conflict?
I would think it's a conflict, but it's also a freeze. Like, I need to really think about my next statement. Where am I going? What's happening? So it's like a freeze in what they're trying to express.
Okay. Would it be appropriate to indicate that the word Jesus is unsettling and she's programmed a hard stop?
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Because that's what I'm seeing when I watch this. Because when Candace said it, I thought, gosh, Candace, I've never thought of that before, that she doesn't say Jesus. And I went back and I looked at some various interviews like Jesse Waters, The Memorial. And I'm thinking, man, I'm not seeing it either, Candace. You're right. And then it was within a week she started saying Jesus, but I noticed this transfixation in her face and her eyes, and her body language became rigid. I used to teach body language, so I'm really sensitive to seeing that. And her body language became rigid, fixed in place. There was no supporting gesture for what she was saying. It was just like she was frozen.
Like a stop. What next? I was really in shock in looking at her print because there's nothing there except a foundation from the past and using words. And if we look at her color chart, you can see all of these words are something for the future. Red is future. And so it's looking, why, how am I using these words to create a future that's appropriate? And so she's in conflict there. When you look at her chart and there's nothing hardly above this foundation, she's either being controlled by somebody else or controlled by training and the past. I was really flabbergasted when she was on the Faulkner Focus and they asked her about where Charlie's body was, and she just startled and went off and was really defensive about what's going on. That made me think that Charlie wasn't even dead until I tried to backtrack and see what was going on.
You just filled in a big gap, Sherry. When she was giving this interview, and she told blatant lies in this interview, that's disprovable. I didn't date for 5 years, and blah, 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 blah. And I don't drink. I'd rather have my In-N-Out burger. And she went through this whole spiel. And I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, I didn't have any red flags. You know, I'm pretty good with body language, and I can usually detect deception. And usually it's the incongruence between expressions and voice being out of rhythm with the verbiage. And I don't want to be too technical, but I didn't see any of the obvious giveaways when she was lying. Then it turned out she basically, I hate to say it this way, but shacked up with two guys And then there was a third guy, Cabot Phillips, who actually knew Charlie. And we got pictures of them playing basketball together. And this whole time, she supposedly wasn't dating. And then we have her on reality shows where she was drinking and dating. And she said she didn't drink. And I'm thinking, why didn't I pick up on these lies when I saw that clip? Everyone's focused on the verbal part of the lies, but what got my attention is her body language did not betray the lie. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. And I went back and I watched the clip again, and it was about 5, 6 minutes long. And I'm thinking, I should have seen something in there that was a trigger for a lie. But let me ask you this. If you were somehow conditioned, and I want to choose my language carefully, if you were conditioned to tell the lie, then you believe it's true and your body language doesn't give you away. Do you think that's a fair statement?
That's what her vocal print exhibits. She doesn't have a life. She probably just doesn't remember, because if you look, the rest of her chart is empty. It's like she didn't live. She doesn't live. It's through some pretense or some pretend. So I would think she doesn't even remember that from some kind of programming. And this programming, to me, is not for the people. If it was for the people, this B would be filled up. It is for a purpose. You look at D sharp words and F for a purpose, and that's exactly where she's going with this very full note of E. So words
Yeah,
for a purpose.
go back to your red lines with future. Okay. Future dominates her speech, doesn't it?
Yes.
So that means conditioning for a future purpose.
Yes, but she's also fighting to say what she wants to say. She's in a real cognitive dissonance about what she wants to say and what she's being forced to say.
And that's the
The yellow line and the red
Yeah.
line in
Okay.
competition in that note of E.
Wow. What's the blue line indicate here?
Emotion. And
Emotion.
that's management. That's her stress about managing what she wants to say and what she's being pushed to say for some future agenda.
I have noticed that when she's pushed on minor points, she tends to overreact. And not that she yells and screams and starts crying. But she becomes very focused, like it's a silent anger. And I've seen that. Is that what that blue line could indicate?
It indicates a stress in management of information and process. If it was about something physical, it would be G and G sharp would have the blue. But A and A sharp is mental, and it's emotional, mental stress.
That fits with what I'm seeing. A conditioned person that reacts with silent anger and resistance. And you can see that when she says Jesus, there's a discontinuity.
There's a lot of conditioning here in what she's saying.
Okay. Okay, lack of B. I'm looking at your descriptive here. Message all for a purpose, aligned with her purpose in life. She's a bit naive to how she is perceived by the world. That's true. I do agree with that. Mostly words are for a purpose. She wants control over what she can say. Lack of B, the B line, which wants control, is only listening to a small circle, not aware of the whole picture. So she's being, it's almost like, she's being isolated and controlled from a small group of people. Would you agree with that?
Yes, very managed.
Okay. Looking to the future, not the present. We went into that. Okay. All right. I think we got enough on her. This really goes to validate what I'm seeing. Sherry, let me share with you too what I did. Was it yesterday or the day before? The days all run together on this. A guy by the name, we can go ahead and take that screen down if you want. A guy named Zach Costello, really good researcher. Someone sent me some work he did, and it was a Christian name by Faith and Works or something like that. It was a Christian name, but as we looked in their FARA registration, that means they registered as a foreign entity influencing American government. They followed the law and they did FARA, but they said our mission is to promote, basically pro-Zionist views, blah 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 blah, that Israel, the people of Israel, are the special people. And it's the same Zionist message: forget your Christian faith and the second covenant with Jesus. We're telling you it's your duty to serve us, and you're an anti-Semite if you politically disagree with Israel. Anti-Semite means you're opposed to the religion, the Jewish people, and their ethnicity. That's what anti-Semite means. But they've broadened the definition to include any political philosophies from Netanyahu. Okay, so this will come back to Erica in a second here. So as I scrolled down this document that Zach exposed, I found that they're geofencing Christians going into many churches, particularly large churches in the Western United States. And this is all in their FARA document. This is a public government document. This is not in dispute. And part of the geofencing element is the participation of TPUSA. And I think they're breaking the law themselves. This is a side note because they didn't register, and they should since they're representing a foreign interest. The foreign interest registered, that doesn't mean TPUSA has got umbrella protection. I've been told they don't. But they are basically promoting the view that your Christian faith does not matter, the resurrection of Jesus does not matter, and that you need to support Israel from Old Testament Genesis 12:3, the first covenant, which was outdated and replaced by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I hope I'm making that part clear. I've basically said this to my audience. And when you're looking at this, I said that why am I on Charlie so hard? And I just won't let go of the assassination and this, that, and the other. And I started looking at TPUSA and Cherry. I started out defending Candace. I'm not defending Candace, but defending Erica. I defended Erica Kirk. I defended TPUSA until the evidence became overwhelming the other direction. So then I flipped and I found more and disturbing things. And people said to me after about 2 months, Dave, why are you still on the Charlie Kirk thing? And I said, because there's something bigger here with TPUSA we're missing. And I said, look, I'm convinced Israel is behind it. But I said, there's something with TPUSA I'm not seeing, but my gut screams at me from my experience in doing work like this, particularly the Kennedy assassination. I said, there's more here than meets the eye. What I just told you is one of their missions. And I don't think it's the only mission. I think we're just opening up Pandora's box.
If Erica Kirk was religious, there would be more blue in her chart. She's not religious. She's doing these things for a purpose, and the purpose is something she has been deliberately trained for. That's a big statement. She's
Can you
not.
time frame the training? Is that possible?
It is early in her life. It's not just last week. This is years old, months old.
I'm hesitating not because I can't think of what to say. I'm trying to weigh whether or not I should say what I'm thinking. I'll just give you three initials without saying it. MKU. You're shaking your head. Yes, you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because this is what you're describing. Look at, I've studied this. I'm a psychologist by training, okay, academically, professionally, and I've studied programming, brainwashing, what hypnosis can do and what it can't do. And I did sports applications of this as a coach and what we call guided imagery. I know this topic inside and out. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying this is something I know. And I see all the telltale signs of prior conditioning, which shaped my questioning on what you saw. She's an agent on a mission. Is that a fair statement?
From her vocal print, yes. And this was just vocal print of her talking about Charlie. But if you look at Charlie's vocal print, I don't have one in front of me, he has a lot of blue. He is very people oriented. He's very emotionally oriented. He believes in what he is saying. He is what he is saying. And that's missing from Erica's voice. I don't see how they ever were compatible from their vocal print.
He has misplaced trust in Erica. That's not
Yes.
controversial to say that.
Yes.
And I wondered if Charlie wasn't somewhat naive because he entrusted a lot to her while he was on the road, and she began to financially double cross him, which led him to call for an audit 8 days before his death. I could keep going, but I think you see where I'm taking this.
Yes, and people are listening to you, Dave, about what this whole scenario is going on. When you talked about Erica's flashy clothes, it wasn't 2 days until she changed her wardrobe. So
Yes.
they're listening. They're listening to what you're saying.
Well, she dresses like she's in an Elvis Presley clown suit. And I'm not no disrespect to Elvis, but that was his showmanship. I mean, it's okay to dress like that. But she's this grieving widow that comes out looking like the female version of Elvis.
Her vocal print doesn't express a grieving widow. It doesn't express, and she's neutral about that, which I found fascinating but flabbergasting at the same time. She's neutral about his death.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. There's a tape made 6 days. This is even before the memorial. This was made 6 days after Charlie's passing. And she did this like kind of like 15 seconds of I miss Charlie, blah, blah, blah. And then it was all bubbly and smiles. Oh my gosh, we've already gained $200,000 in money. We've registered more people to vote. She's just ecstatic. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. 15 seconds earlier, you were in the depths of depression and you can turn it off that quick. So I did a psychological analysis of her. Now, I may be wrong on my analysis if she is a program creature, okay? But what I said was, this is what I would expect to see with someone who's antisocial. And let me explain. In 56% of the cases involving antisocial personality disorder, which basically is a combination of psychopath and sociopath, they have damaged limbic systems, immature, and they don't progress beyond the age of 8 to 10, 12 years of age. So performatively, and she's a performer, right? Miss Arizona contest, talent contest, reality show. She's a performer. Okay, so she's performing 15 seconds of grief and then flips into a high energy presentation of money and fame and so forth. And I'm thinking, man, that looks a lot like antisocial with that immature limbic system responsible for the emotions. And this is what I diagnosed her with, antisocial personality disorder. And she's narcissistic. So having done that, Sherry, now I'm looking at what you got here, and I'm not sure I'm right. I think we're seeing programming that turns on and off on cue based on prior programming, and my antisocial diagnosis may not be correct because of that.
Yeah, in the beginning, I tried to chalk her reactions up to the one of the stages of grieving, denial, but it's not consistent with her. So, looking at some of these not attacks, they're outbursts that she has, that's not consistent with this mode of
Like
denial.
that silent anger shuts you down kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know where I saw this too? I was at a fundraising dinner, and I'm not going to go very far with who I'm going to identify because I'm friends with this person. This person raising money for his venture. And there were people there in part that were TPUSA friends of the family, so to speak, not the inner circle, but friends of the family. And so there's this couple sitting across from me, and I've seen this programming here with this, and I'm just in shock about this. This guy leans over, and I'm being real quiet. I'm just there to support my friend, and he and I are going to have a business meeting afterwards. And so I'm not offering opinions. Eric, Candace Owens should be strung up, and I'm hearing all this stuff at the meeting, okay? So I'm just completely quiet. My friend knows my views. So one guy leans over and he claims to be a firearms expert. And he says, "Well, you're being real quiet in this, Mr. Hodges. What do you think?" And at this time, I hadn't gone full throttle against Erica Kirk. Okay, I had my doubts and I said, "I'm having doubts here." That's as far as I'd gone. And I said, well, to be perfectly honest with you, they lost me at the 30-06 because his frickin' head would have been blown off if he shot with the 30-06. And here's a guy who says he's a firearm. That's not true. It could have entered the soft flesh and exited. Well, where's the exit wound? And then he got just irate. It was like his eyes did the Erica Kirk Jesus reaction. It was incredible what I saw. And you had to be there. I'm trying to recreate it so people understand. I'm not saying he was programmed, but he was acting in a program mode because what I said was a reasonable statement that should have been met with some intellectual discussion. Instead, I got to shut down emotionally. And this guy says, I'm a firearms expert, been there for 25 years. Well, I went to Doug Thornton, who was in Fallujah, worked with snipers, and none of them buy the 30-06 story. I've seen the programming, Sherry. I've seen it.
I
And it's
don't buy it
connected
either.
all the way through TPUSA. And I have insiders that approach me from TPUSA, and they say it too. They say, sometimes we feel like when we're in a meeting, we're sitting with zombies.
That was my first reaction when I heard about the 30-06, because I've shot a 30-06. I know
Yeah.
that's not the reaction. So that was the first thing that, oh, something's wrong here. That can't be.
Yes.
So that's what put me on alert when we first did this.
Well, this is how slow I was. 30-06 on the second day they're saying this after they arrested Tyler Robinson. I'm thinking, no, that's not what I'm seeing here. That's too bizarre. They're mistaken. I thought it was a mistake, not conspiracy. And then they covered up the crime scene in 48 hours. Now I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, there's bullet fragments that you could get there to either ballistically trace to this gun or not. And especially if it hit him, you would have had a shatter and a splinter, and you'd have microscopic stuff you could have found. And that firearms expert said, nah, that can't, you can't do that. I'm thinking, wait a minute, I've watched enough cop shows on TV that I know you can do that. And I studied the Kennedy assassination. I know damn well you can do that. And then Erica was dressed in Elvis clown suits and was acting depressed and then jovial almost in the same breath. And this is when I started to say, I'm really disturbed by what I'm seeing. You have nailed it. Hey, I want to establish some validity for you for the people who may not be familiar with your work, because we picked up a lot of new people over the last 2 months. I think the best way to prove the validity of what you do is who tried, what kind of entities tried to take you over. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, good grief. From personal people who are just interested in money to
I'm
a
talking about the
country,
big guys, the big institutions.
pharmaceutical institutions, and a country. We were approached by a country who wanted to buy this out, and that was in the early 1900s. And they offered me a lot of money. I mean, millions. And I got in touch with Senator Pell and I said, this is what's happening. I don't want another country to have control of people knowing what people are thinking as they're doing it or even beforehand. That's dangerous. And he sent me to the NIH to explain what I was doing. And then I got offers from pharmaceutical companies. And I think NIH leaked what was going on with me
Of course
and
they
my.
did. You know how NIH works. People retire from the pharmaceuticals, they go to work for NIH. The NIH people retire, they go to work for the pharmaceuticals. So of course it got leaked. Let me ask you this. You said a country. I don't want to pin you down too far, but I can't help but ask. Is that country in the Middle East?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that I'm not sure. Can I just tell you the country?
Sure.
Japan.
Really? What was the year?
Boy, I don't know, 94 or so. They sent somebody over here to be a part of our lab experiments. And when I got finished doing his analysis, I said, this is like macular degeneration and you need blah. And I can't remember what it was. And he pulled a little vial out of his pocket, and he was already on this herb that I recommended. And he said, "I'm here to see if you're legitimate." And from that evaluation, I guess I proved to him that I was legitimate. And the next offer was that they wanted to buy the company lock, stock, and barrel. We also had competitive things going on with pharmaceutical companies. And when I went to NIH, they invited me to do a director's grant for all this money. And I thought, okay, but I didn't want to give them everything. So I'd sort of skirted around what we were doing at the moment, which was with Parkinson's. And the next thing I know, there's a pharmaceutical company saying that they can depict Parkinson's from a telephone call. Now, I knew that was trash because the telephone is just an approximation, but they faded out in about a year. But they had that out there that call us and we can tell you whether or not you have Parkinson's and what to do with it. That's not true, but we need a legitimate vocal print to look at that. That there's so much going on with the pharmaceutical companies that they're withholding from people. We did a whole evaluation on COVID and what was going on with that. We wrote a 10-part
Yeah,
series.
we got to be careful. We can't really go into that here on this forum.
And we did one on weight, and there's a lot of things being withheld from people that we are trying to just deliver the information. Here's what you need to really look at your vocal print. And that's why we're trying to train people. That's why we're giving away this program for free. That's why you can use it online for free, because people have a right to know the truth from our political positions and who's trying to manipulate us and what's really going on. We can look at that and say, okay, that's the truth. That's skirting the truth. That's half the truth. This person's firm. This person's a scam. We
Wow.
want people to have that knowledge.
Okay. That listen, I'm almost speechless because you're so confirming what I have looked at from a psychological point of view, particularly with Erica Kirk. And also I'll say this about Candace Owens. Candace Owens' body language says to me what you've already indicated, understatement. Because I kept saying, I said this about 3 months ago. She knows a lot more than she's saying. That was a
Candace,
sense I got. And
she's very firm. She's very integral. She's very firm. And she's only withholding because she doesn't feel like she has enough to do what needs to be done without her being attacked.
yeah, and you know what's amazing here is you go to X. And you'll find like 10 consecutive posts just ripping her apart. And they sit there and they say, Erica is the perfect trad wife. And I'm thinking, I guess you missed that interview where I didn't date for 5 years. That's just amazing to me how she's under such abuse. Is she experiencing stress because of the abuse? Do you pick up a lot of stress in her voice?
Yes, only because she can't reveal what she wants to reveal and needs to reveal. Something is holding her back.
Okay.
I can't discern what it is, but she has a love of the truth, a love of people. She's very smart.
Yes, she is.
She uses her words to create a reality of openness and truth for people.
Yeah, she is special in many ways. I agree with you on that. I always respected Candace, but I didn't really. Wasn't wholly familiar with her like I am now. And I've seen her in all kinds of situations now, telling different stories, and she's the real deal, and she's not going to back down. I think my sense of her is this. This is my sense. She's thinking if she tells the truth long enough that people are going to come around to the truth and drop the false beliefs.
But she's been here around for a long time telling the truth. Why people would think she's not telling the truth now, to me, is just fraud and trying to send people off in a direction that they don't
Yeah.
need to go.
I want to quote Erica Kirk for a second. And this is to our friends at the Daily Wire and to that traitor, Mike Huckabee. Christ is king. That's all I'll say on that. Wow, this is amazing, Sherry. You've done such amazing work through the years. Here's what I'd like to do. If you have time to do this, I want to do this week and sooner rather than. Well, I'm leaving town. Gosh, here, let me look at my calendar here for a second. I think I'm leaving town. Hopefully, we could do something Monday or Tuesday. Hopefully, Monday.
We can arrange that.
Because I want to do Mike Huckabee Tucker Carlson interviews everywhere. And I want to do Tucker and Mike Huckabee. The thing is, though, is Mike Huckabee doesn't even need my psychological analysis. He convicts himself with his own words. I'll give you an example. He had a meeting with Pollard, the CIA traitor spy that sold our battle plans for the Soviet Union, sold them to Israel, and Israel, our great ally, sold it to Russia. And he had a meeting with him at the embassy. And after that meeting, Pollard came out and he encouraged Jewish Americans to violate their national security oaths and sell secrets to Israel. I mean, this is not even in dispute. And Mike Huckabee's entertaining this guy. And then his interview with Tucker, wait till you see this. If you've not seen the interview, Sherry, I'm telling you, you're in for an experience. And then Tucker got abused by Israeli authorities, and they wouldn't protect him. He tried to arrange protection when he's there because Netanyahu called him a Nazi and an anti-Semite. So Tucker thought, well, we better have some protection if we're going to go to Israel at their invitation to do this interview. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane what's happening. Well, Sherry, you do training classes and this, that, and the other. You want to take a second and tell us, how people can get involved with what you do and learn how to do it.
If people want their own voice analyzed, they can go to Sound Health Portal. Now, the portal does not keep your words, it only keeps the sound. So you can say, well, I believe this, or I want to date this guy, or I want that job. And the program will show you the balance or unbalance of your voice. And that's the program that we are giving away to people. I don't
Okay.
know if you want to put the link on your site, or they can just go
Yeah,
to our
we will
site.
put the link on there. Give it to me and I'll throw it on there.
Okay, I will send it to you right after we're off
All right, that sounds good.
the show.
Okay, well, Sherry, hang on. After I sign off, hang on for a second because I want to ask you something. Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard, listen, Sarah Westall, and Sarah's the reason I got to meet Sherry. Sarah Westall has done great work with Sherry through the years. And then Sherry's done some great shows with us. And what I'm telling you is soundhealthportal.com is where they can go, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And they can have their own evaluation done of their voice and their personality. They can set up a business using that, which is what we would like. We'd like everybody to know the truth. And we're going to set up a new column, Be in the Know. And we're going to have suggestions from people of who do they want to know who's telling the truth, who's in the news right now that they want to know the truth about. And this is all computer generated. It's not me making up something. So we want to share that to the world because we think the truth is missing right now.
Well, it's really not. And I say it this way, and it's not that I'm really disagreeing with you. I think the truth is missing for a lot of people that they're, well, the media is not covering it. That's because the media is covering it up. But Sherry, I'm telling you, people are waking up to this.
I'll give you one good example, and shows a change in personality. When Trump was shot in the ear,
Who
when he
was?
when Trump
Oh,
was
yes.
shot in his ear, the very next vocal print I did of him showed incredible omnipotence, God stuff. So that taught him the lesson, or showed him, or made him think that he was doing God's work and that he could get away with almost anything. And that's where you see a change in personality. But that's the reason for it. He considers himself omnipotent in a lot of things. He's going to back down and be softer. I don't, that's not the way to put it. He's going to back down on a bit of things and quit being so harsh. And you can see that in his vocal print.
Yeah, okay. He's never been known to be shy or modest, that's for sure. Yeah,
True.
I would agree. But anyway, in the next segment I want to do Netanyahu. Tucker, and Huckabee.
Yes, we can do that. That's something that people need to know about. Where is all this garbage coming from? Where we're being threatened, and the threats are coming full circle. I described Trump this way the other day, that if you want an apple, he's going to demand your orchard in hopes of getting an apple.
Interesting. Well, Greenland might agree with you on that point. I would agree. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been Dr. Sherry Edwards, and you can go to soundhealthportal.com. Is that the HTTPS?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. So
It's a workstation.
I'll put that link in the description box. And there's a business opportunity here too, and it's not franchising. Sherry's not taking your money. So it's a good idea. It's a truth detector. Sherry, let me say this before we go. I trained with Ed Dames for remote viewing. He used to be a frequent guest on our belt. And I became okay at it. And then later on, my Christian faith said, am I supposed to be doing this? And actually, I don't see a violation there with my faith, but it did cause me hesitation. But then I met you. And I can tell you, remote viewing can tell me things. Okay. But I'll say this, your technology is better because remote viewing can still be confused by people's background overlay. And I don't want to get too technical, but your work doesn't have any overlays or influences. The data is the data is the data, and that's it. And this is why your approach is superior to remote viewing, which means, well, Ed Dames told me this once. He said, remote viewing is the end of a lot of secrets. I agree with that, but not all secrets. Your work is truly the end of all secrets. That's how I see it.
That's a great compliment. And I love the fact that we're in the Bible. We're at Luke 6:15, if people want to look it up. It's about how the voice will tell the truth, even if the words don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get questions on, gee, if you play someone's voice backwards, Dave, what will you get? I remember that was on Art Bell's show too. I don't know.
Yes.
Don't ask me that question because I've never done the backwards masking thing. My experience is limited to remote viewing and this. Sherry, I got to carve out the time to do this. I got two trips coming up and, some business, mostly pleasure, personal family time, but and I'm not going to have the time, but I may be approaching you on how to set this up. Because I don't think we can have too much honesty in this age of deceit. By the way, I'll throw this at you too, and we should probably do this at some point. But Obama came out this week and said, aliens are real. We've got combined bases with them, blah, 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 blah. This is true. He said this. Trump came out not to be upstaged, his ego's kicking in. And said Obama violated his national security oath by saying this. And then he went on to say, I am ordering all agencies of the US government to release all information on ETs and UFOs. He ain't denying it. And I don't think it's about aliens, Sherry. I think this is the great deception, Genesis 6, verse 4. We'll talk more about that later. But stay with me, Sherry. I want to ask you something real quick. To everybody else, we'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for joining us. Sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com, upper right-hand corner, click on the link, and you'll get what we do the previous 24 hours. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We have the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, it looks like crypto, Bitcoin are bottoming out, and I'm going to tell you, they're going to escalate like crazy in price. The price has been kept artificially low, so the elite can make lots of money. Buy low, sell high, force the price down. Now's the time. When in Rome, do as the Romans do and use the company that I trust, mydigitalmoney.com. Mydigitalmoney.com. Okay. This is great. President Trump, following up on Obama, not to be upstaged by Obama, because he came out a few days ago and he said, yeah, aliens are here. We have bases with them. Well, if we go back in time, history does support Obama. Now, I have a different interpretation of the history, so stay with me. I'm not endorsing ETs. Stay with me on this because I'm going to go biblical. But Obama said, we have bases with them. They're here. Okay. And Trump got pissed off. He said, hey, let me tell you something, folks. Obama gave classified information. Whoa, wait a minute. That's pretty telling. Trump says, I have no position on aliens, but I'm going to release all the files. Okay, well, why would you waste your time if you don't have a position? And also, why would you tell Obama he has broken his national security oath by talking about aliens if you don't think they're real? And there's a third party that comes into this from about 11 years ago when I first reported on it. Putin was really dramatic. He said, they are real. We track them all the time. They've shut down our nuclear facilities. He was very open about this. Now, if you really want to know what's going on, this is something that I've talked about at here, the Watchman Conference, Paul Begley's conference. If you really want to know what's going on, you got to read Genesis chapter 6. And in there, it talks about the Nephilim, the fallen angels, and they bred with earth women. In other words, they created a hybrid race. And at the very end, verse 4, it says, and they were there afterward. After what? Well, the next passage is about the flood. In other words, the hybrid DNA more than likely survived. That's the biblical interpretation. We've had hybrids forever. And you always wondered, and this is me just hypothesizing, but if you go back to the early times of European monarchs, they always had to intermarry. Was that to keep the bloodline as pure as possible? Were these hybrids? I don't know, but I'm just saying there's something to look at there. But I will say this. I'm not a believer that these are aliens. The Bible clearly, in Book of Matthew, and also again in Revelation, talks about the fact that in the end days, there'll be great deception. Great deception. Many will come in my name, says the Bible. Are we going to be deceived? I think this could be it. Aliens, not real. Demons, followers of Satan, very real. Could they have technology? Of course they could. Could they imitate aliens? Of course. And if we go to Project Bluebeam that I was first told about in 1985, Project Bluebeam, a fake alien attack, but oh, with real casualties, real events, with the assistance of AI and these demonic creatures, present an alien threat that unifies the world together, just like the movie in 1997, Independence Day. And together we're stronger and we fight off the alien threat. Before you think I'm recapitulating the plot of Independence Day, this is something that I have talked about and believed in for decades. I believe this is indeed the Great Deception. And there have been great lengths to cover this up. That'll be another topic for another time if we go back into the MJ files, MJ-12 files. Pretty interesting. And MJ does not stand for Michael Jordan. It's the Majestic Files. But I'm going to save that for another time. But what we have right now is Trump, Obama, and Putin pushing the alien disclosure. Now, is this full disclosure? Well, from Obama, yeah, I'd say that's full disclosure. From Putin, interacting with beings, not quite disclosure on that level, but it's disclosure. Trump is playing it close to the vest. Well, let's see what's here. I'll go ahead and release the files. I don't really have a position. And but he said he does this 3 days after his order to release the files, 3 days after Obama made his statement. Pretty interesting. Don't be deceived. This is the great deception. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.